It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. A man who knows music of all generations. Now yes. With us here on the Matt Thomas Show. Dusty Baker with us. Skip! Man,
you guys killing me, man. Go ahead, man. This is soul morning. Go ahead.
Beautiful.
It's a celebration week, and I don't want you to say, I don't want to get ahead of things.
I'm not going to say that. Hey, man, we're at the point of no return now.
I know. I know. No problem. So let me ask you this. When you guys win tonight, are you going to stay in the clubhouse, or are you going to go home and wait and watch the Oakland-Seattle game? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'll let my feelings tell me what to do. I don't know.
I got you.
I'll probably go home because it'll be kind of late. You know what I mean?
There's no way I'm staying awake. I'm gonna tell you, Skip. I'm not. I mean, I'm way younger than you. I'm not going. I'm going to bed. I can tell you that for sure.
Well, Amen. I used to just stay up all night like nothing, but now it's a little difficult now. So now, you know, you got to pace yourself.
I got you. Let me. Yeah. I want to talk a little serious stuff with you because I'm so excited about what's going to happen the next couple weeks. I am legitimately concerned about Michael Brantley. So just without any fluff or whatever, tell us what you can officially tell us about how he's feeling, what you want to expect from him before the end of the season, and is there any sort of, not necessarily a drop-dead date, but hey, the calendar's fighting you a little bit here on him.
Well, I mean, number one, I've never had any fluff. Okay, I'm not a fluff-type dude.
I like that. So, I like no fluff. I like that very much.
Yeah, but Michael's doing fine. I keep telling people every day, Michael's progressing, and you know, you could hear some news in the next 2 or 3 days, and with no setbacks, there's a good chance that Michael could be ready, because we certainly miss Michael. Now, whether he's ready to play the outfield or not, I'm not really sure. You know, he needs to get his timing. You know, his timing is never too bad, but you know, everybody's human, so I'm hoping and praying and if people out there put some healing hands on Michael, and perhaps he'll be back in a couple days.
That's very encouraging news. I want to say that Yordan, from the time he first played left field to where he is now, I mean, it's not Gold Glove, but it's more than capable. What has he done? Is it just repetition? Is it before the game work? Why has he become a more than adequate left fielder for you?
Well, I mean, it's all the above that you just named. I mean, you know, he puts in the time. He puts in the work. They told me he's putting in a tremendous amount of work in the weight room to keep his legs sharp and strong. And, you know, before, like, you know, I played with one bad knee, and he was playing with two bad knees. And it's tough. Your balance is off. Your timing's off. I mean, everything. Now he's in great shape. I mean, he works at it every day. You know, we have to sometimes tell him just cool out just a little bit. But, you know, he takes pride in that. And he wants to be an everyday player, you know, at some point in time in the future, because, you know, he knows his value is playing both sides of the ball. Also, you know, when you're young like that, you know, it's hard to pinch hit. I mean, not pinch hit, but you pinch hitting four times, which actually DH and is. And so I gotta commend him, you know, for that. So, you know, he's put in the time, and we're all very, very proud of how he's worked. And what's in the future with him and Michael? We're just gonna have to mix and match and do what we can, not only this year, but possibly next year too.
Dusty Baker on Sports Talk 790 with us here. Jose Urquidy on the mound tonight. Skip, what are you looking to see from him? Just specifically, obviously, hey, it'd be great if he just goes out and gives you a 7 scoreless or something, but like something more specific about what you're looking from him.
I mean, you know, just more of the same. You know, he's been good, and he's getting, you know, his endurance up. You know, he went 4 the first couple times out, so 4 1/3. Last time out, I think he went 6 1/3 or something like that, or 6 2/3. Can't really recall, but it's been quality. And, you know, I mean, this guy's cool. I mean, he's really cool. You can't tell when he's shaking. You know, we got a tough offensive team coming in here tonight, you know, and you know, hopefully it's for sets the stage for, you know, the series to come possibly. Because these, you know, we faced them last year. We faced them this year in Tampa Bay. And there's a good chance we'll face them after this series here, too. So it's going to be a heck of a series, these, you know, these next three games.
How are you balancing pitching overall? There is a significant break between the end of the regular season and obviously hopefully the start of the postseason next week. You'll have obviously some workouts, maybe some simulated games. What is the game plan for your guys, for yourself, the next 10 days or so?
Well, you know, we haven't discussed it. You know, we're just trying to get to the finish line first, and then we'll discuss it, you know, because that's the kiss of death. You start thinking about a week from now, 10 days from now. Let's get this done. You know, no pressure, get it done, just win some games, and then we'll worry about that, you know, afterwards when it comes. Then we'll start formulating plans, but right now we're just trying to you know, get to the finish line.
How is Zach Greinke doing right now?
He's doing good. I mean, he's doing a lot better, and, you know, his neck is better. He's, I think he's still in the bullpen today. You know, he's been tossing. And so, you know, he's doing a lot better. And, you know, he's a great frame of mind, and he's ready to help us.
Are you a believer in momentum in baseball ever?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, like if you're doing what the Cardinals are doing, I mean, you'd ask them about momentum, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but, you know, momentum goes from day to day. I mean, baseball is a man, I mean, this game is different than any other game because it's a daily challenge. It's a daily emotional you know, up and down, you know, like a roller coaster. And so you have to remain, you know, constant as you can in your outlook and personality. But it is a thing of momentum. I mean, you can see all of a sudden one team's not getting any hits and all of a sudden they're like, boom, 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 bam. And right away it's five runs. I mean, we're known for that. And, I believe in momentum. I mean, big time. And, you know, when you're not displaying momentum, it appears that you're flat, and it has nothing to do with being flat. Sometimes the other team just has the momentum, you know, going against you. So, man, I'm looking forward to, you know, to Taco Tuesday, and it's win day. So,
Where are we going to eat, Skip?
Pardon?
Where are we going to eat if we're going to Taco Tuesday? Where are we going?
I don't know, man. I got some soul food today, but after the game depends on what time it is. If I can hit Taco Bell, if they're still open, you know, sometimes they'd be closed, but it's hard to catch them open over by my house. So, you know, my wife says I can eat tacos like every day.
It is the fourth meal, Dusty, and you're going to be up late tonight watching Seattle and Oakland. So you are, by all means, the city of Houston is allowing you to enjoy as much Taco Bell as you possibly can.
All right, man.
Thanks, Skip.
I'll see you later.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.